Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Brandon Nemers with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, it's really busy here. Hustle, bustle, lots of people, lots of programs. Can you tell us about some of the things happening this summer?
You know, we're open 96 hours a week here, so there's always something going on, Bob. But we do have some exciting youth programs, adult programs, and a nice partnership here with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics with our June Jog.
June Jog, tell me about that.
Well, it's a 5K race and a 2-mile run. You can register here at the Recreation Center. It's $5 for an individual for the fun run. And for the 5K race, it's $15 per individual. Well, the race will be held on Saturday, June 25th, 2011 here. So we're pretty excited about that. It's kind of a little spinoff of our fun run that we usually hold in June. So we've partnered with the hospitals and clinics here in town, and we're hoping to make this a community event. So.
Okay, and you've got your summer swim programs, too.
Yep, we have swim team, which is for 6 to 18-year-olds. It'll be starting here on Tuesday, June 7th. We practice 3 times a week, and we have meets on Tuesday nights. We'll swim with the YMCAs out of the Des Moines area, Newton, Pella, and other area teams. So.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, we usually get probably 50 to 60 kids to come out and swim. I've got a great swim team coach, Chafin Brooks. She does a really good job with the kids, and it's a good way to get them active for the summer.
And so then teams come in here, and then the teams travel?
We'll travel. We'll host 2 swim meets here, one in June and one in July. We'll have 2 teams come and swim against us, and then, like I said, we'll travel to some other area teams and compete against some other teams, so...
What other programs are you offering this
Well, time? We've got some tennis lessons coming up for youth. Rhonda Douglas is an instructor for that. She does a really good job. We've got golf lessons for youth and adults with golf instructor Kyle Kincaid. We've got a kids camp this summer, which is some crafts, and we'll incorporate some fitness classes into that. We've got taekwondo here at the Recreation Center, along with our open swim lessons, and some other events like that.
Now, the swim lessons are real popular, and they're real important for kids.
Yes, I mean, it's lifelong skills you can learn there. We offer swim lessons from one-year-olds all the way up until adults. We've group lessons, private lessons. You know, they're Monday through Friday, 2 weeks in a row here for our summer sessions. So they fill up pretty quick, but we do have a lot of sessions available. So
you're doing a lot of focus on you said lifelong fitness, golf, tennis, those kinds of things we can play you know, recreationally forever.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can learn them at a young age and use it throughout your whole life. It's a good way to stay active. Nice non-competitive stuff if you want to keep it that way. Otherwise, you know, you can carry on to playing tennis and golf in middle school and high school. So.
And then you have the normal sessions that you have and the different equipment, cycling.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about more of the services.
Yep, we've got a full slate of fitness classes for the summer. We've got, you know, aquasize classes, we've got land classes, cycling classes, everything from Zumba, turbo kick to some cycling. So we've got a wide variety there. We try to hit all time shifts. You know, we've got them early in the morning, we have them in late afternoon also, so...
Do we have any deadlines approaching?
We do. Our June Jog deadline is June 11th, which is a Saturday, I believe, here. You can register here at the Recreation Center, and we'll get all the registrations over there to the hospital and clinics and get everything all set and hope to have a good turnout. So,
any other deadlines?
Well, we always have registration deadlines for our programs, but to stay up to date on those, you can check out our Facebook page. We're underneath Knoxville Recreation Center, or you can always stop out here at the Recreation Center and get our latest program guide with all the deadlines in there. So,
if you haven't been here, people should just stop by because it's a fun place with a lot of ways to maintain your health.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we offer, like I said, you know, everything from preschool swim lessons all the way up to silver sneakers for our older adults. So we have a wide variety of opportunities here to recreate and take some fitness classes and so forth. So.
And so the youngest people are 1?
Yep, we offer swim lessons for our, which is our Aqua Tots program. It's 1 to 3-year-olds. And like I said, we can offer swim lessons all the way up to, you know, our older adults. So.
Do you know the oldest person here, the oldest age?
You know what? I'd say probably late 80s, I would say. Yes. I know we've got a lady that comes and swims here a lot that's in her late 80s, I believe. So she's doing pretty good. So
something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard, and our guest today has been Brandon Nemers with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.